If you want to be late for lunch, we could take our time with these readings. Something happens sometimes that they're both so powerful and so full. The eunuch is reading Isaiah, right? He's reading the fourth servant song. And that is such a profound revelation of God. Because that prophecy about this servant is fulfilled in the very living, eternal Son of God himself. And so it's a perfect place for the eunuch to be so that Philip can open that up for him. And he did, and he believed, and he was baptized. Now, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. Once again, you have this notion, right? That faith is a work of God, the work of God. But the work is not the one we do, it's the work that God the Father does in us. He draws us to Jesus. If we're attracted to Jesus, if we begin to believe in Jesus, you see, that's the work of the Father through the Holy Spirit. We're so used to believing that sometimes we don't realize how superhuman, supernatural it is to believe that Jesus Christ is God, that he's going to be here with us in his body and blood. So that it goes on. I will raise him on the last day. Irenaeus, as I've already pointed out, it's impossible for a human being into whose body has come the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. It's impossible that that person be corrupt forever. Because they've been touched by the very body of God. And that's why he says, I will raise him up on the last day. The seed of our eternal life is already planted in us. All the times we have received the Eucharist and what that has done to us, even in our bodies, you see. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. That's a line from Isaiah. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. You see, he's talking about the inner life of God. The Father attracts Jesus to Jesus by the Spirit, and we believe in the Son, you see. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God, myself, he's saying. He has seen the Father, of course, from all eternity. They are bound in such a ineffable embrace forever. That's who they are. God is a community. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they love each other with a breathtaking love, you see. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. That's the key. That's why, as I said yesterday, sometimes it's nice to just go over the creed. I believe in God. Who's God? The Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. That's God. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. You know the rest, huh? I am the bread of life. I'm the stuff of life, you see. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert. That was a gift from my father, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. You see? And then the whole text changes right here. From now on, he doesn't say, I am the bread of life. He says, I am the living bread. I myself am the bread. I'm the living bread. You see? Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Now, Jesus is not a politician running for office. He's not making extraordinary claims so you'll like him. He's trying to open up our hearts to understand what reality is all about. You see? I am the living bread. And that's the way he's going to talk of himself from now on in this discourse, which is about 10 more verses or so. And the bread that I will give, what is the bread you're going to give? It's my flesh for the life of the world. First, I will give it. And then, when all my flesh is suffused by the depth and the power of that love, my divine personhood suffused through this poor, broken, tortured humanity, I give it to the Father. And the world's sin is lifted. But that's not enough. I'll give you that flesh. You can live for it, you see? And you will live forever. What a gift. And so that's the threshold. Now, he's not just talking about, I am your Savior, I am the Son of the Father, I am here among you, I will heal you, I will instruct you. You see, now he's saying, I will feed you with my own stuff. I will feed you with my own body and blood. A mother feeds her child with her blood and her milk. I will feed you with my body. It's so, what's the right word? It's so enormous. We can't get our little minds around it, right? But this grace every year at Easter time, to read all of this chapter, which the Holy Spirit gave us to open up our hearts and minds and to understand.